Leo is on the air. This is your Hollywood radio reporter with Judy Garland, George Murphy, and Douglas McPhail, bringing you the highlights of what's happening in Hollywood and the songs and music from the motion picture, Little Nellie Kelly. But first, you'll want to meet your master of ceremonies. Not long ago, this young fellow was a star athlete at Yale University. Since then, he's crammed a lot of living into a few short years, a career that's taken him from the coal mines of Pennsylvania to Wall Street, from a song and dance job to the Broadway stage, and then the movies. Just now, he's wearing the blue uniform of New York's police department. Folks, meet Officer Kelly. In real life, his name is George Murphy. Take over, Officer Kelly.
If that I will, and begar, it will be a pleasure.
George, that Irish brogue seems to come naturally enough.
It does that now. But after all, the name is Murphy. And not forgetting that I've been an Irish cop for the past 3 months now, since the day we started the picture, Little Nellie Kelly. Little Nellie Kelly. Sure, it is not Murphy you'll be wanting to be listening to, with Nellie here herself. A laughing little Colleen she is, who'll be stealing your heart away. With a song as full of blarney as the Emerald Isle herself. Hey, Judy, wait a minute, will you? Judy Garland, ladies and gentlemen. And with her, Douglas McPhail and the MGM male chorus. The song, Nellie Kelly, I Love You. Sing it nice, kid.
It's the same old song we sing.
Waiting for it with you.
It's a lovely night when we are dancing together. It's a lovely night, but the forecast says stormy weather.
All of you, I'd like to be dancing with all of you. Perhaps be romancing with all of you. It would be entrancing, that's true. But it isn't quite fair to the rest. So if you will all line up abreast, I will dance with the one I love best.
Love scene we do early in the picture, and the song you sing to me, just like a lass might sing it back in the old county court. How about it? Judy Garland with George Dolan Orchestra. The song, Girl Milking Her Cow.
Twas on a bright morning in summer, when I first heard his voice speaking low, as he said to a colleague beside him, that pretty girl milking her cow. Ah, many times often you met me, and and told me that I should be your darling, Akushla Alana, Mahaburnina, foolish, Macrae.
That was grand. Warms the cockles of me heart. Now sing it again, sir. Not losing the blarney, mind you, but hot. The way the dance bands will be playing that tune all over America. The downbeat, maestro, please.
Pretty girl, with no one there to show her how. Pretty girl is now milk. Seeing her cow, I have not the manners or graces of the girls in the world where ye move, and I have not their beautiful faces, but oh, I've a heart that can love, and if it plays ye, I'll dress me in satin. With jewels in me, but don't be after forgetting your pretty girl milking her cow. Pretty girl, pretty cow. I'm sure this song would have never been wrote if the pretty girl had have been milking her goat, but the goat wasn't feeling well anyhow, so the pretty girl was milking her cow, her cow, her cow. La 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 la, la 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 la, a pretty girl milking her cow.
In 1929, Natio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed wrote a tune that swept the land like wildfire. They called it Singing in the Rain. Judy Garland was just a little tight then, about so high. But if ever a song was written for Judy, it's Singing in the Rain. She has always wanted to do the number in a picture. When little Nellie Kelly came along, she started to work on Arthur Freed. Since his songwriting days, Arthur's become a producer, and little Nellie Kelly is his show. But finally, Judy won. And Judy was right. Listen.
Here I am with great regret, an innocent victim of etiquette. I'm going to sing, but not for long. As though it's old, it's a lovely song. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does September seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning and start happy and head off with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds take everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing. Singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain. Oh, I'm singing in the rain. What a grand, what a glorious feeling! I'm happy again. I'm laughing in the clouds, so dark up above. The sun in my heart. I'm getting ready for love. The stormy cloud days, everyone from the place, and come on with the rain. I've a smile. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and sing it.
George, if I may break in a moment. You haven't said a thing about yourself. With little Nellie Kelly completed, what are your plans? Another picture?
Well, I'm still hoping for a vacation.
The other day, one of the columnists said you were planning a personal appearance tour.
Well, that's what I meant when I said a vacation. I can't imagine a better time. The big cities, the small towns, five a day. And now I've perfected me Irish brogue. Who knows? Maybe I'll be doing an Irish sketch or two. You know, it's a great day for the Irish. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like the title of our last song. Well, sure it is. A great day for the Irish. Hit it, Judy.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard the joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, the 100,000 strong. Sure, it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for the start of the big parade. So I set me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17th? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for where the sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you think New York is old Killarney. It's a great day for the Shamrock, for the flags in full array. With feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish it's a great, great day. Every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and his relations.
They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, but they all are here to join this celebration.
Now that Terence O'Toole and his cousins and daughter Dean,
Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew,
Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty,
Daniel Doolin and Seamus Carew.
And Patrick O'Bannigan,
Ryan's O'Brien, McLaughlin's and Lee,
McGraw's and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Flanagan,
Hogan's and Gorgon's, McFadden's and Lee.
Cowan's, McGowan's, and Carrick's, and Garrick's, Mahoney's, Maloney's, O'Donnell's, O'Connell's are here to join the jubilee.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for the Irish.
Thank you, George Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, George Murphy, your host, has brought you the songs and music of Little Nellie Kelly, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture starring Judy Garland, with George Murphy, Charles Wininger, and the young baritone, Douglas MacPhail. Remember, Little Nellie Kelly was produced to keep America smiling. If you have any questions, address them to the MGM Hollywood Reporter in care of the station to which you are listening, or write direct to the radio reporter at the studio in Culver City, California. This is your radio reporter saying thank you for listening.